Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We back live once again. I'm putting them on Blast Radio. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blood, being up with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone.
How y'all doing out there, Radio World?
It's all good. Tonight's call-in number is 347-633-9265. 347-633-9265. For everybody online, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/ Put 'em on Blast Radio. That's P-U-T-E-M on Blast Radio. And if you guys want to hit us up for interviews, just hit us up at putemonblastradio@gmail.com. And that's P-U-T-E-M on Blast at gmail.com. And also, you can hit us up on facebook.com/ Put 'em on Blast Radio. That's P-U-T-E-M on Blast Radio. And, you know, if you just want to, when you're on Facebook, just go in the search box and type in Put 'em on Blast Radio, but space it out. Put 'em on Blast, and a big old dog will pop up, and you'll find us. It's all good. It's all love. Hit the like button, and, you know, we'll love your support. And for everybody out there, we thank everybody for supporting the show. You know, off top, we got to thank Royal Blunts for sponsoring Put 'em on Blast Radio. Madman UNG Records, they've been riding with us for a minute now. You know, much love to them. Much love to Bipolar Naked Magazine, West Coast, you know, everybody on the West Coast. You know, everything about it, the West Coast Hip Hop Awards. You know, it's all love, and all the fans, keep on supporting, and please keep calling in, just like on tonight's show. You know, every Thursday we have hip-hop music industry, you know, discussions, me and Miss Kimmy Simone with special guest Madman with UNG Records, and we be putting it down, holding it down. You know, we be talking about, you know, paperwork, you know, do your paperwork on the music. You know, we're trying to give you the ins and outs so you can go down the right path instead of down the wrong path. And then at the same time, we're trying to help the youth. See what I'm saying? We're trying to take a stand and let the youth speak and see what they want. Because on the past show, we had YFK, much love to them. And to their managers, shout out to them and everybody in Atlanta, because they've been giving us mad love, you know, over the times. You know, big ups to everybody out there. But they was on the show, and like I told them, we will be the mouthpiece for all the youngsters. Just tell us what's wrong, and we'll go tell our peers. And like they said, they just want more rappers to do more positive music and, you know, and give more positive messages, you know, to for the young kids. You know, it's for them. So I'm saying they just need to step out the box sometimes and think about the young people. That's all I'm saying. But right now, we're going to keep it rolling. We're going to get into the show. You know, what's good, Carl? I would say what's good.
What's good? Put him on blast. It's your boy, Madman.
What's good, Madman? It's all love. You know, it's always being love. You know, you get love from Raw Dog Music and Put 'em on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station, all the way around all four corners. And like I was telling everybody, you know, we've been messing with each other for a pretty minute now, you know, and it's all love. That's the way it is. That's the way it's going to be, you know, and ain't no crossing lines with nobody. But we try to keep it real, and we got this show right here to help the young people and everybody get more wiser on this music industry so they can stop being hoes and become, you know, boss men and boss women in this industry. You know what I'm saying? Move from the stage to the back page. You know what I'm saying? Start writing down checks and shit and doing all that. That's what you're supposed to do. But that's what we're trying to tell these people. But on tonight's show, you know, we have a special show. It's about hip-hop police and how, and not just strictly hip-hop police, but all police in general, how, you know, they've been harassing people. So I'm saying, too bad, especially these teenage kids. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm speaking on. I'm not speaking on adults now. I'm speaking on teenage kids. And it's a certain group of kids that's been harassed over time. You know, like I was explaining to you before, Madman, you know, the little situation, you know, it was a shootout and some things went down and, you know, kid got harassed for no reason. See what I'm saying? But there's a lot of that. It's not just that situation. It's a whole bunch of that going around all over the place. I see it all the time. And we need to try to take a stand to it. See what I'm saying? I'm not Al Sharpton. I'm not none of them. But if I was a black activist like them, you know, I think I'd be a very strong individual just like you. See what I'm saying? And we need more people to help take a stand against all this stuff. So what is your take on police officers fighting, you know, young kids and harassing them?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is your take on police officers harassing teenage kids around the way? Like, in your lifetime, I know you've seen and heard some stories about police officers harassing
teenage kids. Every day. You know what I'm saying? The police don't do nothing but beat up on youngsters around here, man. It's like America programming the cultural race, the minority. They programming the minority. This is what they'll do to you, man. That's why they build so many concentration camps. You know what I'm saying? You know, they hiring these cocky cops too. That's jumping around. That's jumping cats. But you know, as far as the hip hop police, though, you know what I'm saying? The hip hop police following young black millionaires everywhere we go. Get him $1 million. You know what I mean? Instead of getting an educated rapper / label owner some money, because an OG rapper / label owner will do right with their money. The youngsters with their money, they'll go trick real quick. So hip hop police love to follow them around, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but why is this bad for police officers to point out certain individuals just because they might have on all black? They live in a gang area, so I'm saying they're young, may got dreads or whatever. So I'm saying maybe walking around with their shirt off, got tattoos, maybe riding in a clean vehicle, cleaner than their police car. See what I'm saying?
Right.
Why is they harassing kids and pointing a finger at people? And these might be some good kids. You never know. See what I'm saying? There are a lot of good kids out there. See what I'm saying? But it's just the principles. Why are they doing things like that? See what I'm saying?
Well,
they're not supposed to be.
You got me thinking because, you know, when you say why and you're saying kids, you know, in America, they, in 2012/13, you know, they're trying to go with no color lines. So, you know what I mean? It's a mixture on the races with kids and all that. But the truth is, it's still racism in America, you know what I'm saying? The average black kid, he can't be 17 in a Bentley compared to a other child in a Bentley, you know what I mean? It's going to hardly get
you got
to
be selling drugs.
Right, you got to be selling drugs or something, you know what I mean? Just, you
know,
can't
and,
be
and
acting.
I don't, I don't understand that. I don't understand that concept, though. Why? That's my whole theory is why. That's my question is really why. Why can't a little white kid, see what I'm saying, 17, 18, 16, 17, 18-year-old, drive a nice, like you said, a nice vehicle, rims, beat, tinted windows, and don't get harassed, but you get the same individual that's a black kid, or a young Hispanic kid, or a young Asian kid, see what I'm saying, and then they ride around in the same vehicle, and police pull you over like, what are you doing with this car? Who'd you get it from? Where you get the money to pay for it from? You too young to have it. See what I'm saying? They're giving you the third degree, but they don't give the other fool the third degree. See what I'm saying? And it's really not fair, and that makes young kids act a certain way and feel a certain way like, if you're not going to do them like that, but you're going to do us like that, we might as well really go and live that lifestyle like that and really go sell drugs and pull out guns and be shooting at y'all and doing stupid stuff like this. Y'all think we're going to do it anyway. Even though we pull our high school diplomas and everything, good grades, they don't care. You living in the ghetto. You living in the ghetto. So they like you just like them. See what I'm saying? You may have family members that are bad, but you the good one. But they don't care that you good and they bad until, see what I'm saying, something real drastic happened. Then they got to do the background, oh, he did good, just like on Set It Off. Killed the innocent brother for no reason, thought he was the other cat from Acorn. And then when they ran the background check, oh, he's good, college grad, you know, going to college, only got a sister, mom and dad died, car crash, all this other stuff. See what I'm saying? For no reason, good kid, good person. They got a lot of that, you know what I'm saying? But right now, we're going to take a quick phone call, man. Man, I don't want to cut you off or anything, but we're going to get into this quick caller. Caller, say what's good to man, man. You live on Put Him on Blast Radio.
Hello?
Hello, you live on Put Him on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. Say what's good to man, man, UNG Records.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Oh, my bad.
Can you hear me?
Yo, who? Yeah, I can hear you. Who is this?
This is Sexy from Sacramento. Sexy,
hey,
from
what's
Sacramento.
Going down with you, Sexy Sacramento?
Yeah, what's up? How you doing? I was
you doing
just kind
right?
of, I was listening to, you know, the whole conversation, and I also have a kid from out here, and mistaken identity, pulled over by the police, handcuffed, ain't never been to jail, don't have no kids, don't drink. You know what I'm saying? So I don't understand. It don't matter what color you wearing. Everybody, every black boy, Mexican, everybody is not a suspect. Everybody ain't doing what they think they doing. I just don't understand. Hello?
You upset about that. Your boy, he's still in jail.
Yeah,
he
I'm very upset about that because he go to school.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He doing what he's supposed to be doing. Just because you live in a certain area don't mean that you that one doing it.
Yeah.
To be handcuffed for the first time, slammed for the first time for nothing, going to the store to get some light bulbs, that ain't right.
What do you think about that? That's not right.
What do you think about that, man? Because that's a real issue that needs to be addressed. Things like that, see what I'm saying? And there's a lot of kids like that's being done to. See what I'm saying?
Right.
And they don't want a real outbreak. See what I'm saying? These viruses and all this stuff that's out here ain't got nothing on a real outbreak. That's bound to happen. They don't do something about it. See what I'm saying? And they're not going to be able to.
We need a blessing from Obama while he's in office. Maybe some people need to come to some little idea and get it on paper or something and get a little group going where we can have that stuff stop going and, you know, police brutality and all that kind of craziness. Man, we need some help while Obama's in office, man.
I totally agree. But how many African American kids that you know that will take that type of abuse or however you think about it or however you, and he just chop it up. Like, because he told me, he said, Mom, I just put my hands behind my back because I know I didn't do nothing. But for real, I mean, because he already knew what would happen if he didn't do that, if he resisted or something, what would lead to that? Another black boy, you know what I'm saying? No, come on now. But my son is smarter than the average cat or smarter than all these other kids. He don't even have to be black. Everybody ain't dumb. We see what's going on.
See, that's what
I can tell you about your son is he's telling him to keep pushing. Don't never stop. Keep doing you, saying, because the police going to stop you at least. From my experience in America, you get stopped by the police at least twice a year or once a year. If you can go without getting stopped by the police, here's the rule to American industry: don't never sell drugs, don't never carry heat. If you stay away from selling drugs and packing pistols or selling pistols or whatever, then he can stay away from jail and all that for the rest of his life. Like you're saying, he got stopped and got harassed. It was a little thing, and he got out of jail. As long as he had to spend no big time. If you stay away from the big things, you don't have to do no big time.
But he wasn't selling drugs. He wasn't. I know that.
He was just chilling. Hey, trust me, I've been chilling in life too, man. The police just pulled me over and jumped me out of nowhere too. You know what I'm saying? I know what you're saying because
I was just, as a single black female raising kid.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if they're your pain, that's your baby, and the police ain't got no right putting their hand on him or talking to him or putting him in jail. He ain't doing nothing wrong, you know what I'm saying? But you got
to
explain
to
your son as a single mother that the police, they get paid every single day to sit at a table and write down a plan. What can I do to destroy the ghetto? What can I do to destroy the people that live in the ghetto? This young brother right here who ain't doing nothing wrong, how can I get him in the system? That's part of the plan, to get every young brother in the system. Once you're in the system, then they got you for that point on. They already got you with your name and social security number on anyway, but they want to get you in the system. It's a program.
Exactly. That's all they want, because if you're a good A1 individual, See what I'm saying? Police get mad at that. That makes them cringe because they can't do nothing to you and they ain't got nothing on you. So when they hem you up and shit, that's what they want to do. They want you to act a fool so they can just take you downtown for resisting arrest. See what I'm saying? Knowing it ain't going to stick, but they want to get you with resisting arrest just so they can take you down and book you and put your fingerprint in the system, make you take that picture from the left to right to front, and then sit there and make you get on that little that wristband, that number. And once you get that number, that's your number for life. See what I'm saying? Then when you hit the penitentiary, you just a number. That's why when you die in the penitentiary, if you ain't got no family, you just a number in a box with a little cross in somewhere in a graveyard somewhere. You're just a number.
Right.
You know. See what I'm saying? That's how they keep tabs on everybody.
Well,
that's
cool.
I'm not worried about they keeping tabs on me. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, you can't keep tabs on me because I'm not with all that. See what I'm saying? I know about this government. I know they probably been tuning in, listening to FCC, everybody. See what I'm saying? But I'm not saying nothing foul. I'm not saying nothing bad to nobody. I'm just saying it plainly. They need to stop, and they need to do something about these crooked police officers in the industry and outside the industry. See what I'm saying? Black people's trying to have something, too. Why is it that black people, it seems like everywhere you go, it seems like the Mexicans can buy up everything, the Chinese can buy up everything, the white people can buy up everything, the Russians, everybody can buy up everything. But when it comes to the black people, it seems like they like, you know what, we're going to make a deal, sit down. Everybody can make money except for these black people right here. They're too strong. They're too powerful. They know how to survive, so they don't need our money. So if they want our money, we're going to make them strive harder. See what I'm saying? They got to earn this money. See what I'm saying? I'm not with all that. See what I'm saying? Just keep it peaceful. Stop the racism. Stop harassing the kids. Stop doing all that. And just keep it 100 because you don't want nobody harassing your kids. They might have mixed kids. See what I'm saying? A lot of these white families, they be adopting babies, and some of them have interracial relationships, but they try to keep it out the public eye so you don't get into their business like that, because while they out in the street being racist, you know what I'm saying. But like I'm saying, you know, while they doing that, somebody else is over there doing something with their family. See what I'm saying? Because once they get exposed, they like, oh, my God. Yeah, so now you're contradicting yourself because you out here being racism, jumping on these young black people, but you married to a half-breed lady and you had a half-breed daughter or whatever, and now your daughter just like us. She got black, even though she got white in her, she got black in her too, but she's just like us because I'm going to tell you why. Because as long as you a police officer and you have a half-breed daughter, a mixed kid outside your race, guaranteed, that kid is always going to disrespect you and rebel due to the fact you're a cop and you don't like their race. You don't like black people. See what I'm saying? Everybody knows that you don't like black people. So they're going to do what they want to do, and they're going to be out in the hood. And next you know, you're going to look up, you might have some hyphy dudes over there with dreads at your house. Maybe even have your daughter might have a baby by one of these dudes from the ghetto that you've been harassing. It might even be the same dude you've been harassing every day. Then the cop will be mad. Then now you got this dude that you've been harassing every day, part of your family. Now what you going to do?
Wow. Indeed.
What you going to do now?
Right,
keep on harassing kids.
You got to get down and lay down.
Stay up. You know what, man? I'm just sitting here. The caller got off the line. She must have had to take care of something. But this is crazy. Everybody out there knows. They listening. People that don't, I'm going to say this. I'm going to put this on blast. Everybody out there that act like you ain't listening to Put Them On Blast Radio, we know you're listening because the words is coming out your mouth. We thank you guys so much for that. But this is real issues, real life we're talking about. It ain't about no publicity and trying to get nowhere in life because we're already where we need to be. That's why you're listening. But, man, you know, man, for yourself, this is crazy. It's real. I mean, I've seen some stuff out here right around the corner right over here on Lindale. You know, the young kid told him he was on his way to school.
He asked him, well, who are them kids that you walk on right there? He said, I don't know them, but I know this boy right here. This is my brother. They want to hand me and his little brother up against the wall to let the other kids go. What's that about? You see what I'm saying? It's just all different kind of stuff. But we're going to stay positive, Madman, and I appreciate you for calling in. We're going to take a quick break, radio world out there. We're going to get into this song. It's Dre Drizzy, Shitting Up.
About the hip-hop police officers and how these crooked police officers be harassing these teenagers and how we need to take a stand and we need to stop it, and somebody needs to stop it. Somebody out there, we need to stop this racism, because if it don't stop within so many years before this man step out to the world and show itself, oh, it's going down in the worst way. See what I'm saying? And I know everybody knows what I'm talking about when I say when a man comes out and show himself to the world. So I'm saying when he step out and say who he is, about time that happens, in the next so many handful of years, see what I'm saying, everybody is going to be war. It's going to be some stuff out there because these teenagers is not having it. They're tired, just like these older people. They tired. And why do you keep taking 80-year-old people to jail, 70-year-old people to jail?
Give them life sentences.
Handicapped people that can't walk, that can't do anything. See what I'm saying? No legs, no arms. You know, I was in jail at a point in time. That's what I'm saying. I was in jail at a point in time, and they brought in a blind man who couldn't walk. He couldn't see. See what I'm saying? He was in a wheelchair. He had arms, but he just was in a wheelchair. And I looked at the police officers. I said, man, is this for real? Y'all really brought him in here like that? And they looked at me and said, yeah. And they said, just sit back. And this is what they told me. They said, you know what? They said he do crimes too. They say don't ever think blind people and paralyzed people don't do crimes because they do crimes too. And it was just a shock to me. I don't know. The system, everything, you know, once you're in a system, you stuck in a system. Avoiding the system is a cat and mouse game. That's what that is, avoiding being in a system. You're born, then you grow up, you're a little kid, you're trying to find the right friends to hang out with, then you become a teenager. Then once you're a teenager, now you got your little friends, but some of your friends is bad, but now you don't know, you're trying to pick and choose who you want to hang out with. And now you're trying to fit in with one of these different, crews to see who you are. And then if you pick the wrong one, you go down the wrong lane, you wind up in jail. If you pick the right way, then you won't have to go through all that. And, you know, you go to college, you know, be a high school graduate, then you go to college, be a college graduate, get you a good job, go to business for yourself, be making your own money, stay away from the negativity. See what I'm saying? All that. Just be a good individual. You know, ain't nothing wrong with that. And that's how these teenagers is trying to live, you know, most of them. But the police ain't giving them no chance because they know they're going to get harassed anyway. And that's bad on the black people. As teenagers, to even have that mind process, that even thought in their brain to even think like that in the first place. If I feel like if I get up and go outside and walk to the store, the police gonna pull me over and harass me and thinking I'm selling drugs or I'm doing something wrong. Or if I'm walking down the street with a little white girl, he thinking I'm pimping and pandering or something. See what I'm saying? They shouldn't have to feel like that, and they shouldn't have to think like that, but the police automatically put them in that category, so, you know, they make them feel that way. So that's why they're a certain way sometimes. And I'm only speaking for some teenagers, not all, but some, you know. But I know a lot of them feel the same way. But I don't know. I know you got kids, and I know you've been a teenager. And just like me, you know, I got kids and I've been a teenager and I've been harassed a lot. I've done some things, but before I done some things, I was a good person. See what I'm saying? I was a very good individual until the day I got harassed. And the day I got harassed, I don't know, maybe I think that did something to me. So now
that might have been your calling.
Huh?
That might have been your calling, you know what I mean?
My calling?
Yeah, that was your calling. You know what I mean? God spoke to you and was like, look, it's time for you to go ahead and speak the voice. He put each and every individual down here on earth for certain reasons. Anyway, people got to go through certain experiences in order to know what it is. So, you know what I mean? You know, like you said, you was getting harassed a whole lot. You wouldn't go be one of them dump cats that get locked down forever. You figured out a way how to stay on the outside, open up a radio show and use your voice. In order to speak up for folks, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and there's some people who don't like that. Some people like, okay, he doing this and doing that. I think he should go to jail. I've been to the pen so many times. We need to, I think he should go. Why should I have to go? Because you went so many times because you made mistakes in your lifetime. I didn't make those mistakes.
True.
You know what I'm saying? I learned from my mistakes. That's why I'm out for so long.
If you look up, man, they build a new county jail, penitentiary, monthly. It's making so much money, it don't make sense. You can get arrested in California for your time in Colorado. It's about money. They're shooting folks around everywhere, you know what I mean? And especially in this music industry, these brothers on the hip-hop police, it's a target, you know, the brothers and sisters, they targets, man. And they follow us, you know, they know we like to smoke, we like to drink, we like to hit the strip club. And a lot of these young black women, they forgot that they queens from Africa, so they in America acting crazy, you know what I'm saying? And they got that bug of their ear, and the black man forgot to hear King, too. He's doing a bunch of craziness himself, you know what I'm saying? So the man and woman be conflicting left and right. Next thing you know, they get the police involved. They're going to get involved some way, whether they pull you over, you get domestic violence, carry some heat, smoke some green, a fan got in your way, you punch somebody in the face, you know what I'm saying, you're on probation violation or something, you know, they're going to get you some way. They're going to figure out, you might be cool for a few months, last year or whatever, but they're going to figure out a way to get you in that system some way, and they get you in that system, it's only cracking. And if you're in the music industry / acting, football, entertainment industry, you know, that TMZ thing, that news, Fox News is a serious thing. So, you know, I say everybody out there who in that part of their life, try your best to get your money, stay out of trouble, man, and live a righteous life. You don't need to be getting pulled over every 5 minutes doing nothing. You know what I mean? Just chilling. They're just going to pull you over anyway because it's part of the plan. They know you got money. They know what you're doing. They know what time you came out the studio. They know what time you went to the studio. They know. Or he went and got his little blessing from over here. He on his way to the studio. Pull him over. There you go. You know what I mean? You'd be a loud mouth. They'd be loud with you. You'd be quiet about yours. You can get on. You know what I'm saying? That way you ain't got to be sitting down at no tables making no deals and none of that. You can do you. You know what I'm saying? Because in the rap game, they're ready to get rid of Negroes. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm putting all that on blast. You know, everybody out there, you know, just be smarter. You know what I'm saying? Don't do dumb stuff just because. And just because you got a lot of money, don't do dumb stuff. And then when you wind up in jail, you're like, oh, man, my money, oh, my cars, my house, my such and such. Don't do dumb stuff. See what I'm saying? And then you got those people out there who do dumb stuff just because, and they really think it's funny.
Just use the six senses that God gave you. You'll be all right.
You know, it don't make no sense. See what I'm saying? Like I said, be smart. And these teenagers, be smart. We're trying to put positive messages in your brain because you guys are out of control. And I'm just going to say, and not all you teenagers, so don't get me wrong. Don't be getting all rowdy, bouncing off the walls. All that nigga said such and such. That dude said this and that. We're out of control. No, most of y'all are out of control, and you know it. Y'all know y'all out of control. Your parents know y'all out of control. Your friends know you out of control. Your teachers know you out of control. See what I'm saying? I just want to know personally, you know, why y'all don't call in to the show and let us know why y'all out of control. Just call in and let us know. Come talk to us. And let us know why you out of control, why you so mad.
We care for you.
Yeah, why you so mad. See what I'm saying? And when you get on the line and call in, and I know you're going to be all hyper and all this, trying to get all, you know, swell up your chest and everything, put a bunch of air in your stuff. See what I'm saying? For no reason at all. And it's like, just relax when you talk, and you're going to be able to speak your piece. And you're going to be able to get it out, and it's all good.
The main thing is it's called hormones. You kids out there, your hormones is getting control of you. And any other thing y'all getting your hands on, you ain't got no business. If you feel like you don't want mom and daddy, they too hard on you, you can't hear what mom and daddy saying, remember what grandma said. Everybody know what grandma said. Everybody had a grandma. Now, it's all right. You know, you got to put them on blast radio. You got other people out there listening. But we just want y'all to know we're proud of y'all. And just keep your head up and just, you know, put God first and everything's going to be all right. Everybody out there, not just the young right now, but just everybody. But you young people, keep your heads up.
Heads up high and do what you're supposed to do. See what I'm saying? And stay on a positive page at all times. Don't worry about everybody else. And I'm going to tell these youngsters too, see what I'm saying? And they know I'm not lying. See what I'm saying? They need to stay focused because they're starting off with a crew of dudes. At first, they got a big old crew. Females also. See what I'm saying? I'm not just talking to them. I'm talking to all teenagers. They start off with a crew, and then next you know, they start mixing and mingling, doing music. Some people hustling. Some, you know, everybody starting to feel who they are, what they want to do. And once they do that, then a certain other one individual start getting jealous a little bit because they like, man, he over here making a lot of money. We ain't got that money, but we doing music. We need some of that money that he got. See what I'm saying? But he ain't trying to give them none of his money because he like, nah, this is for me. But little itty-bitty things, the smallest things will separate people. But all teenagers, eventually, when y'all get older, y'all going to end up being solo. Oh, I'm solo. I ride solo dolo. Oh, I don't mess with nobody. I do my own thing. A lot of teenagers like that now. Why? because that's the way it is, because when you're with more than so many people, you know, it's all bad. Somebody's always hating out the bunch. It's always one bad apple out the bunch. You can't have, look at all these rap groups. And any youngsters coming out in the industry, I prefer you guys to come out as solo artists. Don't come out
born
as
by
no
yourself,
group.
Die by yourself.
Exactly. Don't come out as no group, because eventually y'all going to separate, y'all going to go through things, and it's going to be all on a bad note when everybody should just start off solo, do your own solo thing, and get you your star status, get your little 15 minutes of fame first. Everybody in your crew get your first minute, you know, your 15 minutes of fame. Then, once you get out there, then it's okay to come back and do a group album. See what I'm saying? All you guys together do a group album, because everybody, you know, got their little stardom. And then you can go back solo again. And then if you want to do a group album later on down the line, that's your choosing. See what I'm saying? But do your paperwork first and be smart and do what you're supposed to do. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do paperwork
yeah.
first. And don't make
a
mingle with everybody. Exactly. And don't smile at everybody.
Stay in school and learn about computers and learn about all these new programs and everything. Matter of fact, master them so they'll know what's going on in the future, you know what I'm saying? And,
exactly,
you know,
electronics.
You know, even though they're getting picked on by the hip-hop police or the street police or whatever, you know, as long as they know in their mind it's somebody that's higher than them, you know, to be exact on the button. You know, the thing is that, like I said, America got a plan where they sit at a table. Like, some people get up and go to work at Burger King every single day. Burger King pays this person to run the register. America pays a team of supremacy folks to sit down at a table to focus on ghetto youth, how they can destroy, how can they raise the bus there, how can they knock food stamps, how can they do this, how can they do that. And we are part of that environment. So as long as they know that that's what's going on every single day, what they got to do with themselves is figure out a way to stay away from trouble, come on up, you know what I mean? So they could maintain and wiggle through all that madness, all these man-made laws they got going. Because, like we were saying earlier, it was part of the system to lock us up. They want to put everybody in the system.
Yeah, and I tell these teenagers, you know, the smartest thing to do on a police officer or any official like that, any government official that feel like they're your superior, when they come and harass you like that, the thing what you do is just bite your tongue, turn the cheek the other way, like it says in the good book, and then you go get smarter on them. See what I'm saying? Every time they harass you, you go learn something and get smarter on them, get more wiser on them. See what I'm saying? Go learn something that's going to outdo them. See what I'm saying? Go start another business that's legitimate. See what I'm saying? Go do this.
Yeah.
Go, you know, do something real big and make sure it's really big. When you do it big, do it big. See what I'm saying? My uncle Tudor always told me, when you do it big. And that's the way it is. Mind over matter, always. But, man, I'd like to thank you and salute you for calling in tonight on our show. I'd like to thank Sexy for calling in. Shout out to her and shout out to everybody that's been tuning in. Shout out to my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone. You know, everybody out there, be safe and stop the violence. And much love to everybody. We need unity. We need to come together as one. And we need to support our local artists, no matter where you are on this planet. Support your local artists. And Ms. Kimmy Simone, would you have anything to say before we out?
You know I do. I like to talk to the people. Man.
Yeah.
Bless you, your family, and everyone around you, brother. And everything you touch, let it not be gold, but go platinum, honey. And to the world out there, bless y'all. We got Mad Man. We got Crazy Mel Black being on. You got me, your co-host, Kimmy Simone. And we're supporting y'all. We love y'all. We're blessing y'all. We're praying for y'all. And that lady that called me on this radio, bless you and your family too. But we're going to get into this song right here before we go out. It's Pop Team, Pop A Lot, Bounce Out. This is your number one West Coast radio station. Put them on blast radio. We out.
whole block out. Pull up with the lights on, hard as a blackout. Guns like blackout, slide with the Mac out. Slid down the wrong block, run got gas out. Bitch wanna cash out, tell her like 4-5. Hot like Trey 5, rockin' with the 4-5. Call up Kirby, big thing 30. No sleep around here, if I do I'm up early. Hit him for a birdie. Two braids, 18, ready going 18. We all eat real team. Fucking with the pop team, my niggas really pop shit. Money like King Cut, like I hit a fat lick. All on the whole bitch, work like four bricks. Real street nigga, bro, I'm on some really real shit. Big bro, two shit, hit shit, on call. SD hat, niggas tripping with a murder y'all.
What you hollering, my nigga, I'm seeing bounce out. My little niggas ain't playing, I'm seeing bounce out. With this 40 in my hand, I'ma bounce out. 30 in my other hand, I'ma bounce out. What you hollering, my nigga? Nigga, I'm seeing bounce out. My little niggas ain't playing, I'm seeing bounce out. With this 40 in my hand, I'ma bounce out. 30 in my other hand, I'ma bounce out.
Pop a lot of niggas know to stay with the thumper. Niggas try to drive the wedding, lining up they bumpers. We hotter than the summer, knocking rounds out the Hummer. My niggas with the shit, just like a bunch of plumbers. Fuck, catch a fade, I'ma let my bullets jump in. We ain't going nowhere until these bullets slump in. Drag your body away and throw you in the dumpster. My niggas bouncing out like bread in a toaster. Niggas seeing familiar faces up on the poster. They look like a fool shit, so they fucking with a ghost, bruh. That's why I post up with my gun and my holster. I ain't talking jokes when I say I'm a roaster. Niggas was talking tough, I pulled out, they froze up. Gave me all the cheese like a bad bitch chose up. Niggas will live longer, they mouth with this clothes up. Bruh got soaked up, just cause he spoke up.
What you hollering, my nigga, I'm seeing bounce out. My little niggas ain't playing, I'm seeing bounce out. With this 40 in my hand, I'ma bounce out. 30 in my other hand, I'ma bounce out. What you hollering, my nigga, I'm seeing bounce out. My little niggas ain't playing, I'm seeing bounce out. With this 40 in my hand, I'ma bounce out. 30 in my other hand, I'ma bounce out.
Whoever pussy on more, I'ma have to blast that. We'll get the pop, but how you start where the trash at? Nickname Gas Track, last I'ma black back. Got on my tank top, but I'm gon' rock with the fat straps.
Nigga,
pop a lot all day, every day.